Hey everyone, welcome back. I bet a lot of you out there are all about that next level in life, and maybe even thinking about how to help others grow too. So this deep dive is for all of you. We're going to unpack this thing called the hero's journey, but not just for your own personal growth, but as like a framework for coaching, to help other people through their big changes.
I love that.
What's so cool about the hero's journey is it's not just some myth. It's like this cycle we all go through, stepping out of your comfort zone, facing those challenges, and coming out the other side with all this wisdom.
And the course we're looking at today, applying the hero's journey in everyday life, it makes it super relevant for coaching.
So let's jump right in. The first stage is that call to adventure. How can a coach help someone figure out what that spark is? The one that gets the journey started.
It's kind of like the coach becomes a detective,
Oh.
helping someone figure out their own unique call. Sometimes it's obvious, but a lot of times
Yeah.
it's buried under all this doubt or what society tells us to do. So instead of like giving advice,
Right.
a good coach asks those powerful questions,
Yeah.
the ones that help the person discover it themselves.
What kind of questions come to mind?
Oh, tons.
I'm thinking like, what made you light up as a kid?
Exactly.
Or what do you secretly daydream about?
Yes. The course actually suggests questions that kind of get past your logical mind and tap into those deep desires.
I like that.
Things like, what activities make you totally lose track of time?
Oh, yeah.
Or if you had a magic wand and could have any job in the world, what would it be?
I love that.
It's not about what you should be doing,
Right.
but what makes you feel alive.
And these calls don't have to be dramatic. They could be totally normal things, right?
Totally. It could be as simple as wanting to start a blog, finally learning to bake sourdough, or even something like decluttering your house. Anything that shows you're ready for something more.
Makes sense. Once someone's connected with their call, they're probably pumped up. But then I bet the doubts start creeping in.
Oh, absolutely.
Can I really do this?
And that's what the course calls threshold guardians. Think of them like roadblocks, internal and external, that pop up when you start anything new, trying to hold you back.
Oh, I've fought my fair share of those guardians.
I hear ya.
What are some examples that might click with someone starting their coaching journey?
Internally, it's usually that classic fear of failure.
Oh,
You
yeah.
know, that voice whispering, what if I'm not good enough? Or maybe it's imposter syndrome, feeling like a fraud, waiting to be exposed.
Imposter syndrome is the worst.
It really is.
Makes you feel stuck. And then, of course, there's those outside guardians, too.
Yeah, for sure. Like practical obstacles. Maybe not enough time for coaching, the cost of training, or even pushback from friends and family.
Yeah, the people who don't quite get it.
Is
So how does a coach help someone tackle those guardians? What's the strategy?
not about slaying them with a magic sword, unfortunately,
Oh, too bad.
but instead the course focuses on giving the person the power to navigate these things.
I see.
One powerful technique is reframing, helping them see things from a different angle.
Let's say someone's scared of failing. How would reframing work in that situation?
A coach might ask, what's the worst that could happen if you don't succeed right away? And what could you learn from that experience?
That's interesting.
It's about shifting from avoiding failure
Oh,
to embracing the learning process.
makes sense. It takes the sting out of those what-if fears. The course also mentioned breaking things down into smaller steps.
Because those guardians can feel huge when the whole journey seems impossible.
I could see that.
Like, imagine someone wants to be a certified life coach, but they're intimidated by the whole thing.
Makes sense.
A coach can help them break it down into smaller goals, like researching programs, setting a budget, or even just committing to an hour of study per week.
I love that. It's like climbing a mountain. Instead of staring at the summit, you focus on taking one step at a time.
Makes it less scary for sure.
And the course also touched on using visualization.
Oh, absolutely. Visualization is powerful. It can boost confidence.
How so?
A coach might guide someone through visualizing themselves successfully coaching, handling tough situations with grace, and building a thriving business. This helps them believe they can actually do it.
It's like a mental rehearsal. Okay, so we've explored the call and faced those threshold guardians. What's next on this hero's journey? And how does it translate to coaching?
Well, in those classic myths, this is where the hero meets their mentor.
Right.
You know, a wise guide who offers support and training.
Yeah.
What's cool is that while having an outside mentor can be amazing, the course says there's also a mentor inside each of us.
Hmm. That inner mentor, I'm intrigued.
Yeah, it's a source of wisdom we all have.
So how can a coach help someone tap into their inner Yoda, so to speak?
One way is through guided mindfulness.
Okay.
Imagine you're coaching someone who feels lost or unsure about their coaching niche.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of giving advice, you could lead them through a mindfulness meditation.
I see.
Help them quiet their mind and connect with their intuition.
So you're creating space for the answers to come from within.
Exactly.
Rather than imposing solutions from the outside.
That's it. And there are other practical techniques, too.
Like what?
The course suggests journaling prompts.
Okay.
Specifically designed to access that inner mentor.
Interesting.
Something like, imagine your wisest self 5 years from now, successfully running your coaching business. What advice would they give you about your challenges today?
Wow, that's a powerful prompt. I bet that would unlock some serious insights.
It can be really revealing.
Now, once someone's connected with their inner mentor, how does that help them on their coaching journey?
It gives them a resource for making decisions.
Mm.
They learn to trust their gut and make choices that align with their values,
great,
even when doubts or pressures come up.
So it's about cultivating that inner compass.
Yeah.
That guides them through the ups and downs of building a coaching practice.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. It becomes a source of strength and clarity.
Okay.
Helping them stay focused even amidst challenges.
And speaking of challenges.
Yes.
That's where we head next.
Right into the trials.
That's where things get real.
Yeah.
I'm guessing this stage looks different when we're talking coaching.
Yeah.
Compared to battling mythical beasts.
For sure. It's not about physical battles.
Right.
But about navigating those real life challenges that come with building a practice.
Give me some examples.
Okay.
What kind of trials might a new coach face?
A common one is attracting clients and building a sustainable business.
Okay.
This involves marketing yourself, networking, handling money.
Right.
And all those practical aspects of running a business.
That can be so overwhelming.
Yeah. Especially starting out.
So the coach becomes a guide then.
Exactly.
Helping them through the nitty-gritty of building a successful practice.
That's the idea.
What other trials might they come across?
Hmm. Another big one is dealing with self-doubt and limiting beliefs.
Right. Even after you start taking action.
Those pesky voices can creep back in.
Ugh, I know them.
Am I really qualified? What if I can't help anyone?
Those are tough thoughts to deal with.
They are.
Especially when you're putting yourself out there.
Totally.
Yeah.
And that's where the coach steps in.
Okay.
The course really emphasizes reframing those negative thoughts.
Right.
A coach might help by asking, what evidence do you have for that thought?
Okay.
Or what would you say to a friend who is feeling that way?
It's about helping them see those doubts for what they are.
Exactly. Just thoughts, not facts.
And then replacing them with something more empowering.
Right.
Any other trials we should know about?
Yes, navigating the emotions of working with clients.
Oh.
Coaches often find themselves holding space for their clients' fears and anxieties.
And those limiting beliefs.
That can be draining.
It can, especially if you're dealing with your own stuff, too.
Exactly. That's why self-care is so important for coaches.
Absolutely.
Creating boundaries, having support, and engaging in things that replenish your energy.
Couldn't agree more. A coach can help them design a self-care plan that works for them.
Like the oxygen mask on a plane.
Yes.
You got to take care of yourself first.
Before you can help others.
So the trial stage is a big part of the coaching journey.
It really is.
But it's through facing those challenges that coaches build resilience and ultimately become more effective.
They're not just helping their clients transform.
Right.
They're transforming themselves in the process.
Exactly. And as they overcome those trials.
Yeah.
They move towards celebrating the boon.
The
boon. That's where the hero comes back with all those treasures and wisdom.
You got it.
But what does the boon look like in coaching?
That's where it gets interesting.
Okay, tell me more.
The boon can take many forms.
Hmm. Like what is...
It could be tangible things.
Okay.
Like a growing client base.
Uh-huh.
Positive testimonials or even recognition in the community.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Those are all outward signs of success.
Right.
But I'm betting the boon also involves some deeper shifts inside.
Absolutely. You nailed it.
What are those like?
Often it's a deep sense of fulfillment.
Come.
Knowing you're making a real difference in people's lives.
I see.
It can also be increased confidence, self-awareness,
yeah,
and a deeper understanding of human potential.
So the boon is about more than just external validation.
Yes.
It's about a transformation that happens within the coach too.
Exactly. And that's something coaches can help their clients recognize and celebrate.
How do they do that?
Well, I can picture a coach asking,
okay,
what have you learned about yourself through this process? Mm-hmm. What new strengths have you discovered?
Those are great questions.
It's about helping them acknowledge their growth, own their accomplishments, and integrate those insights into their identity as a coach.
So the boon isn't just a celebration.
Right.
It's a stepping stone to a more powerful coaching practice.
Exactly. You're really getting it.
I'm starting to grasp how deep this framework is.
And we've only just begun.
Wow.
The hero's journey has so much more to offer.
Okay, I can't wait to dive in.
Both for personal growth and as a model for coaching.
Let's do it.
It's like we're giving coaches this treasure map. You know,
I like that,
to guide their clients through their own transformations.
Such a good analogy. Mm-hmm. But let's not get too far ahead. We've gone through the call, face the guardians, mm-hmm. connected with mentors, even braved those trials.
Yeah.
Now we're at the boon, the reward for all that work.
Right.
But the journey isn't over yet, right?
Yep.
The course mentions this integration phase.
You're exactly right. That's where the real magic happens.
Okay.
It's not enough just to go through the transformation. The coach needs to help their client weave those lessons back into their everyday life, back into their coaching and who they are as a person.
So it's like unpacking your bags after a trip.
Yes.
And figuring out where those souvenirs and memories fit in your home.
You love that analogy.
But how does a coach actually do this integration thing?
The course gives a few ways. One is to encourage the client to set new challenges.
Okay.
Ones that build on the skills and confidence they've gained.
So keep that momentum going.
Exact.
Pushing them further and helping them evolve as a coach.
Yeah, I'm imagining a coach saying something like, okay, you've coached 5 clients. That's amazing. Now let's set a new goal. How can you reach more people?
Right.
Or focus on a niche that really excites you?
Perfect example.
Yeah.
It's using the boon to fuel more growth.
Exactly. And another big part of integration is encouraging them to share what they've learned.
I like that. It's like paying it forward.
Yes.
Creating this ripple effect of transformation.
Mm-hmm. How can a coach help their client share their wisdom?
Good question.
It could be simple things like encouraging them to talk to friends who are interested in coaching.
Mm-hmm.
Or they could start a blog, contribute to online forums.
Mm-hmm.
Even lead workshops or webinars.
Sharing your story can be so powerful.
It is.
Both for you and for the people it inspires.
Yeah. And it helps solidify what you've learned.
Makes sense.
And the course also talks about helping the client adjust their self-image.
Oh, interesting.
Based on what they've learned. It's about recognizing those new strengths and mm-hmm. qualities that have come out and making them part of who they are.
So if someone started out feeling unsure.
Yeah.
But through coaching, they've become more confident and decisive.
Exactly.
They need to update their self-image to reflect that.
It's like a software upgrade.
I like that.
If they don't install it, they're not working at their full potential.
So true. How can a coach help with that?
They can ask questions that help the client see themselves differently.
What kind of questions?
Things like, what are you most proud of achieving on this journey?
Or
what qualities have you shown that you didn't even know you had?
Powerful question.
And the course suggests using affirmations, too.
Okay.
To reinforce those new beliefs.
How so?
A coach might guide their client in creating affirmations.
Huh?
Like, I am a powerful and transformative coach.
I like that.
Or, I trust my intuition and guide my clients with wisdom and compassion.
Even if those affirmations feel weird at first,
yeah,
they can really start to change your mindset.
It's like rewiring your brain.
Yeah.
To embody that new identity as a successful coach.
You know what's interesting?
What's that?
The course says the hero's journey isn't a one-time thing.
Right.
It's actually a cycle that keeps going throughout our lives.
Exactly. It's like reaching the top of one mountain.
Yeah.
And realizing there's an even bigger one in the distance.
I feel that. What does that look like in coaching, though?
Well, each coaching program, each client you help successfully can be seen as a full cycle of the hero's journey.
I see.
And as a coach gains experience and confidence.
Right.
They naturally want new challenges, new ways to grow their skills and impact.
So they might specialize in a new area,
mm-hmm.
develop their own program, write a book, even train other coaches.
Yeah, it's like leveling up in a video game.
Each level brings new challenges and rewards.
And with each cycle, they're building on a wisdom from before.
They're becoming masters of their craft.
Exactly. And more impactful in their work.
It's inspiring to think of coaching as this ongoing journey.
It is.
Both for the coach and their clients. this constant evolution, a deepening of wisdom, and a wider impact.
And the beauty is the hero's journey gives us a roadmap for each new cycle.
It's like having a compass.
Yeah, to guide you through the unknown.
And to help your clients do the same.
Exactly.
Okay, so we've covered the whole framework.
Ready to finish?
From that initial call to integrating the boon and realizing it's an ongoing cycle. I'm feeling so energized by this conversation.
That's great to hear.
It's like you've given us a new way to look at coaching.
I'm glad. And I think what's really cool is that the course had some tangible examples of how the hero's journey plays out in real coaching situations.
I like that. It makes it more practical.
Yeah, and relatable.
I'd love to hear some of those examples.
Okay.
I'm curious how they show the different stages.
One that really stood out to me was about a coach working with someone stuck in a job they hated.
Oh, yeah.
But terrified to make a change.
That's so common.
It is.
So many people are unhappy at work.
Right.
But feel trapped by fear.
Yeah. This example really showed the call to adventure and how powerful a coach can be in helping someone navigate those early stages.
So how did the coach use the hero's journey with this client?
They started by helping the client connect with their call to adventure.
Makes sense.
They asked questions like, what would you be doing if you had no fear?
Uh-huh.
And what kind of work would make you feel truly alive?
It's about tapping into that inner yearning.
Exactly.
That whisper of possibility.
That gets drowned out by doubts.
And as the client explored their dreams,
yeah,
I bet those threshold guardians showed up.
Oh, they.
What fears were holding them back?
The biggest ones were financial insecurity and fear of failure.
Makes sense.
They had a family to support and were worried about taking a risk.
Those fears are so real.
They are. And they can be paralyzing.
So how did the coach help with that?
Instead of just saying, believe in yourself.
Right.
They took a more practical approach.
Okay.
They helped the client make a financial plan.
So they could transition with more security.
Exactly. They also helped the client figure out their transferable skills.
Yeah.
And create a resume that showed their strength.
So it was about giving them tools and resources.
Yes.
Not just empty words.
And what about that fear of failure?
Right. For that, the coach used a visualization exercise.
Okay.
They had the client imagine themselves successfully going through the job search, confidently doing interviews, and landing their dream job.
Visualization is powerful.
It is. Yeah. It rewires your brain and creates new possibilities.
By seeing yourself succeed,
yeah,
you start to believe it's possible.
And that belief fuels your actions. And as the client started taking steps,
yeah,
I bet those inner guardians, like self-doubt, popped up.
Oh, absolutely. Those pesky guardians never really go away.
Like weeds.
Exactly. You think you've pulled them out, but they sprout up somewhere else.
So true.
Yeah.
But with each cycle,
mm-hmm.
we get better at dealing with them.
For sure.
How did the coach help with the self-doubt?
They used a few things. They had the client keep a journal to track their progress and celebrate small wins.
Nice.
And they also had them create affirmations to counter those negative thoughts.
It's like building a toolkit to fight those inner critics.
Exactly. And by focusing on the positive,
right.
the client could shift their mindset and believe in themselves more.
Then as the client went through the job search,
yeah.
I'm sure there were rejections and setbacks.
Of course. Moments of doubt and frustration.
That's part of the hero's journey.
It is. That's where they're tested.
But it's also where their resilience grows.
Absolutely. How did the coach help them through those tough times?
Good question.
The coach reminded them that setbacks are normal.
Okay.
And helped them see those as chances to learn and grow.
Yeah.
They also encouraged the client to lean on their support system.
To get encouragement and celebrate their progress.
Exactly. No matter how small.
It's like having a cheerleader in your corner.
Yes. Someone who believes in you even when you don't.
And finally, after all that hard work,
mm-hmm.
the client got a job that was a perfect fit.
They did.
That's the reward for all their effort.
Exactly. And the culmination of this cycle of the hero's journey.
And the coach helped them celebrate that.
Yes.
Acknowledge the journey and integrate those lessons into the new job.
It's not just about getting the job.
Right.
It's about the transformation that happened along the way.
And carrying that wisdom into the next chapter.
You got it. And as the client started their new career.
Yeah.
The coach reminded them that the journey doesn't end there.
It's like graduating to a new level.
With new possibilities and challenges.
The coach encouraged them to keep setting goals, expanding their skills, and embracing the journey of growth.
It's a beautiful reminder that the hero's journey isn't a destination.
Right.
It's a way of life.
It's about embracing those challenges and transformations.
Exactly. This example really brings the framework to life.
It does.
And shows how powerful it can be in coaching.
Are there any other examples you think we should talk about?
Yeah, the course also shared one about a coach helping someone launch their own business.
Oh, wow.
It was a great illustration of the trial stage.
Okay.
And how a coach can help their client face those with resilience.
Tell me about this entrepreneur, their trials.
Okay, so this client had a great business idea, was passionate about their product, and wanted to create something meaningful.
That's the call to adventure right there.
It is that spark of inspiration.
But as they started taking action, I'm sure the guardians came knocking.
Oh, they did. And they were fierce.
What was standing in their way?
Well, there was the fear of failure, self-doubt, money worries.
And usual suspects.
But there were some unexpected things, too.
Like what?
They struggled with time management, juggling their responsibilities with building a business.
Yeah.
And they had technical problems setting up their website and marketing.
The technical stuff could be tough.
It can be a steep learning curve.
So how did the coach help with all that?
They helped break down those big tasks into smaller steps.
Makes sense.
And encourage them to find mentors and resources to fill in those knowledge gaps.
So it was about empowering them to be resourceful.
Yes. To see challenges as chances to learn.
And as they worked through those trials, I bet they found hidden strength.
They did. They learned to be more adaptable, more resilient.
And more confident.
Exactly. That's the beauty of the hero's journey.
It pushes you beyond your limits.
And helps you discover your true potential.
Sounds like this client went through a big transformation.
They really did. And the coach was there supporting them all the way.
What about the boon in this case?
Well, they successfully launched their business, built a website, and started building their brand.
Fantastic.
They also started making money from their passion, which was huge.
Those are amazing achievements.
But there was more to it than that.
I figured.
The client also saw themselves differently.
In what way?
They realized they were more capable and resourceful than they thought.
That's so powerful.
And they found a deep sense of purpose in creating something and sharing it with the world.
That's the real magic of the hero's journey.
It is. It's not just about the goals. It's about the internal change that happens along the way.
And as this client integrated those lessons, they became a great example of what's possible.
When we embrace the challenges in the journey.
These examples are so inspiring.
They are.
They show how the hero's journey isn't just theory.
Right.
It's a real process that happens in people's lives.
With the help of skilled coaches.
And what's so powerful is it gives us a language to understand transformation.
I agree.
Both for ourselves and the people we help.
It's like a map.
That guides us through the ups and downs.
Reminding us that challenges are part of it.
And that growth and transformation are always possible.
A map for the soul. I like that.
It guides us to those aha moments.
Yeah.
The ones that change our perspective and help us unlock our potential.
You know, as we've been talking about these examples, I've been thinking that the hero's journey isn't just for individuals.
Interesting.
What if we zoom out and look at the bigger picture?
Okay.
Could we apply this to communities, organizations, even society as a whole?
That's a great question.
The course touched on it a bit, but I think we could dive deeper.
I'm in.
Imagine a company going through a huge restructuring.
Okay.
That could be their call to adventure.
Right. A chance to reinvent themselves.
Yeah. And adapt to a changing market.
Maybe they're facing declining sales or new competition.
Exactly. Or even a shift in what customers want.
That definitely sounds like a call for a hero.
Or in this case, a team of heroes.
Right. And I bet that company would face its own guardians.
Oh, absolutely.
What would those look like?
It could be employees resisting change.
Okay.
Fear of the unknown budget problems.
So those doubts and obstacles are just bigger.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And they need to be dealt with head on.
Just like in individual coaching.
Exactly. And that's where strong leadership is crucial.
Yeah.
Guiding the company through those challenges with vision, communication, and support for their people.
It's like the CEO becomes the mentor.
Yes.
Inspiring the team to embrace the journey and believe in a better future.
I like that. And as the company goes through those trials.
Like implementing new technology or streamlining things.
Exactly. Or even getting rid of outdated practices.
You start to build resilience.
And adaptability.
And a new sense of purpose.
It's like forging a new identity.
Yeah. A stronger, more innovative version of themselves.
And through those struggles, they might find new opportunities.
Okay.
Untapped potential solutions they wouldn't have seen otherwise.
And eventually they reach the boon.
The boon.
What would that look like for a company?
It could be higher profits.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bigger market share, even a reputation as a leader.
But it's more than just those external signs of success, right?
Right.
It's also that internal shift, that feeling of pride knowing they've come out stronger.
It's about creating a workforce that's engaged and inspired, a culture of innovation and a belief in their ability to thrive.
That's a powerful example.
It is.
It shows how the hero's journey goes beyond just personal growth.
Right. It's a framework for understanding transformation on any level.
Professional, societal.
It reminds us that challenges are a part of life.
Yeah.
But growth is possible, and transformation is always within reach.
This deep dive has been so insightful.
I'm glad you think so.
We've explored the hero's journey so thoroughly.
From beginning to end.
From the call to adventure to applying it in coaching.
And even to bigger systems.
I'm leaving with a renewed sense of possibility.
Me too.
And a deeper understanding of how transformative this framework is.
What's important is that we remember the hero's journey isn't just something we watch.
Right.
It's a call to action for each of us.
To step into our power.
Embrace those challenges and become the heroes of our own lives.
So as you go about your day, your week, your life,
yeah,
keep this framework in mind.
Notice those calls to adventure.
Big and small.
Face those guardians with courage.
Find mentors who inspire you.
Embrace the trials as chances to grow.
Celebrate those wins along the way.
And share your wisdom and experiences with the world.
Because every journey, every transformation has a ripple effect.
It goes beyond just us.
Beautifully said. And remember, it's a cycle.
A spiral.
That keeps unfolding with new challenges and opportunities.
So embrace the journey, step into your power, and become the hero you were meant to be.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the hero's journey. We'll see you next time for another adventure and learning.